Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my podcast, Real Power. Real power is vibrational alignment with joy, source, well-being, and abundance, not action. So enjoy my podcast, Real Power. So real power, what is real power? Well, real power is not control. And control of over other people and control over physical reality. Real power is vibrational alignment with joy, with source, with well-being and abundance. It is not action and control. In the world of form, especially since most people erroneously believe in the lie of assertion that bad things can happen to you and bad people can assert their will upon you against your will. Because of that, most people value action above all things. This is why soldiers and military leaders and revolutionaries and policemen and why doctors and paramedics and firemen and rescuers of all sorts and political leaders are revered and honored. Because people believe they need rescuing from evil forces and saved from bad things. And if you are a firm believer in the lie of assertion and the lie of victimhood, then action will be your God. This is also why we love superheroes and supervillain movies and TV shows so much. Because we have seen supervillains on Earth. We see them all the time. We're attracted to heroes in general who overcome great foes and beat the odds and who conquer the evil supervillain because we erroneously believe that if we can get rid of or kill or at least incarcerate and kind of get rid of temporarily what we hate, what will be left will be what we love and what we like. But fighting against what you hate only creates more things to hate that you got to try to get rid of. To really get what you want, you must focus on what you want, not on what you don't want. And if you jump into action too soon before you are clear about what you want, more than likely your actions will be one of desperation and fighting for what you want, which usually means fighting against what you don't want will be futile. But the power of action alone is absolutely impotent. Real, true, unlimited power to create what you want is in alignment. If you get into a state of vibrational alignment first, where you believe you can actually achieve your desire, then the manifestation of your desire is absolutely certain. And it manifests with ease. Not with a fight or struggle or any kind of, you know, fight, 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 kill, kill, kill. And it manifests with little or no action. Because there is very little leverage available to you if you only use physical leverage. You are only so big and so smart or so talented, and there's only one of you. So if you want to do a lot more than normal, if you want to break out of mediocrity, then you only have two choices. One, band together with others in groups and bands and gangs and so forth to increase your physical leverage because you have a team, you've got an army, you've got a party, you've got a community or a country, etc., etc. Or your second choice is, which is a million, 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 septimajillion more times powerful than mob leverage and gang leverage and political leverage, and that is vibrational leverage, where you have the entire universe working for you, not just an army of impotent humans. The power of one person who is in alignment with what they want and who is in alignment with joy and who is in alignment with source and who is in alignment with abundance is a million times more powerful than a million people who are banded together to fight against what they don't want. And that is obvious by how some people achieve immense levels of success and riches all alone by creating a product or a business or music or art or acting or film or sports or music, etc. And they make millions and millions and millions of dollars seemingly quite easily compared to the rest of humanity that slaves away 40 to 80 hours every week and struggles to get nowhere fast. So obviously action alone has very little leverage, otherwise everybody who's just working their ass off would all be rich. All the hard workers who are working 48 to 80 hours a week would have it easy. But that is absolutely, unfortunately, not the case. So the propaganda that has been programmed into us to work hard and get good grades and work 40 years and for 40 hours of our a week and then save and get a mortgage is all a complete lie. It's complete and utter bullshit. There's no leverage in hard work at all. The concept of work hard is a completely faulty concept based on proving your worth by how much you can struggle and how much you've struggled compared to other people. He who struggles the most does not win. But struggle gets you, because struggle alone gets you, and working hard gets you absolutely nowhere. Struggle just creates regret and anger and drains your energy and creates diseases and debt, etc., etc. There's no leverage in hard work because there's only you. You don't have the power. You don't even have the power of the group. There's no leverage in action alone. There's no leverage in physical action alone. But because we are physical beings, it makes sense that we would fall into that trap and fall into the addiction of physical action and then over-dependence upon action and over-dependence upon other people to help us create what we want. Especially because we are all creators, and creators like to get things done. We like to get busy. We like to do. That's why we're here in these physical bodies. It's a natural desire as creators to accomplish things, to build things, and create new things especially. And we are here for the physical experience. So it seems natural to value action so much, and action certainly is valuable. If you do not train your body to do what you want, then you are like a child trying to walk for the first time. But before any action is taken, there must be the desire to do it. The child thinks about walking long before he or she ever attempts it. So you must train your mind first, then train the body, and then finally take action so that your action is powerful and effective. And you're not just falling into the groove, falling on the ground with every step you take towards achieving your desires. And when you do finally take action, you must be courageous and not be afraid to fall on your face. And especially, you must insulate yourself from the ridicule of others who will make fun of you and call you childish and foolish for trying something new or trying something out of the ordinary. Here's where focus, clarity, and alignment come into play again, because even if you are stumbling a bit or even a lot when you start your new creative or entrepreneurial endeavor, at least your great desire and your clarity of knowing what you want and your vibrational alignment with what you want gives you the focus to not care about other people's ignorant beliefs, projections, and judgments. Those are the coolest people and the most successful people on planet Earth. They don't care what you think about them. So, if you're in that sort that success zone, well, all you care about is getting into alignment and staying in alignment and being happy. All you care about is feeling good and having fun. And last but not least, you get what you want. And struggle is totally optional. Most people believe struggle is inevitable. And because they believe in the lie of assertion where badness and goodness can supposedly be asserted upon you, most people believe they must prove their worth, usually by who struggled the most to deserve favor from some supposed interventionist God who's going to decide who gets the goodies because you struggled the most. And and then, of course, not get bad things asserted upon them because they've struggled so much. But, of course, none of that works. It never has worked. Doesn't work. And, of course, the ultimate lie of assertion is that idiotic, ignorant lunacy that if you don't prove your worth well enough, well, then external damnation will be asserted upon you by the vindictive, assertive interventionist overlord. But that is all pure fantasy invented by humans who felt separate from God and Source and felt that they needed to somehow prove their worth so that they'd give favor from this, you know, godlike being. Instead of man being created in God's image, man has remade God into its image of itself. Humans have invented God and God's based on its ignorant beliefs in the lie of assertion and its belief that we are all limited and separate from God and that we must try and reach the pinnacle of God somehow. But humanity is trying to reach something that they already have and already are. And you can prove that to yourself by getting into alignment with Source, with God, with you as Source through countless positive ways and then noticing the results in your life. Anytime you're happy, you are in alignment with Source. Anytime you are focused positively on anything or anyone, you are in alignment with Source because that's how Source is focused, always in a positive direction. When you let go of thought and meditate and just allow, you are in alignment with Source. When you are focused on a dream or desire and the fullness of that desire, not the absence of that desire, you are in alignment with Source. When you are doing anything fun physically, you're in alignment with Source. That means anything physical, which means sex, baby! Or doing anything inspirational or creative or analytical or exciting or musical. You're in alignment with Source. You're in alignment with you as Source. And if you're doing or thinking or saying anything that is not fun and does not feel good, then you're out of alignment with Source. If you're bitching and moaning and complaining about anything, you have fallen into the trap of believing in the lie of assertion and victimhood. And you are out of alignment with Source. Anytime you're talking about or thinking about limitation of any kind or lack of anything, you are out of alignment with Source. Your true power comes from alignment with Source, in alignment with your dreams and desires, and ultimately from alignment with Source and the universe and all of creation, and especially you as Source, all that you are, all that you truly are as Source. And there is no power at all in resisting. I'm going to repeat that. There is no power in resisting anything. Which is where people try to obtain power. They futilely try to obtain power by resisting things that they don't like and don't want from their feelings of powerlessness. But that doesn't work. Your true power is not in action and doing and resistance and fighting and war. But your true power is in surrender and allowance and ease and love and joy and bliss and relaxation and more ease and more surrender. Your true power lies in releasing all resistance and surrendering to your unlimited power to create anything with absolutely nothing but the thought of it and the belief of it. To create anything with nothing but desire and belief. Those are your two most powerful tools. And the only thing keeping anyone from the fulfillment of their dreams and desires is resistance against them. And resistance in general to unwanted things, which stops the infinite flow of abundance from flowing to you. The pathway to true power, to having the power of unlimited leverage, is not in resistance and hard work and struggle and sacrifice or prove your worth or talent or education or knowledge, but in ease and love and surrender. Enjoy surrendering to your awesome magnificence. Surrender to the unlimited power of the universe. The pathway to achieving your desires is to be, then do, then have. First you align to your desires. You be your desire way before it is physically here yet and before you take any action. You be your desire vibrationally with thought and therefore vibration and therefore with feeling. Your feeling is an indication of your thought. And when you have beed your desire and allowed your desire without resisting it, then the inspiration comes to take action towards your desire. But you take easy action. Fun action, inspired action, not hard work action, not desperate action, not struggle and fight action, but easy action, fun action. And now your action has the same alignment you generated by being your desire, and now you are being your desire in action. And now your action is quantumly more powerful. Now, you have the leverage of the universe working for you. That's leverage. But without being first, and without the leverage of the universe, your action is just hard work, and struggle, and desperate, and impotent. And now, instead of the desperate actions of needing to fight for and take what you want, now your desires just flow to you easily. What you want just flows to you. It just comes to you naturally, easily. Your desires literally show up at your doorstep. Unexpected abundance and money and resources and partnerships and opportunities just flow to you effortlessly. Like-minded, generous, caring, similarly aligned, abundance-oriented people come your way to play and create with you together in a co-creative dance. And your relationships are win-win relationships where everybody wins and no one is fighting to get the upper hand or get more of the carcass or more of the pie. And no one is looking to you to be the source of their happiness or the source of their abundance or the source of their money or love, etc., etc. So again, the steps are be, do, then have. Be, do, then have. Be it, which is effortless. Then do inspired, effortless action. Then you will have what you want easily and effortlessly. Now that is the leverage of the universe. That is power. That is the magical power we love seeing the sorcerer or the good witch do in the movies. And creating what you want has nothing to do with darkness or evil. That is a bastardization of magic created by people who were afraid of their own magical, unlimited abilities to create anything that they want from nothing. And anger that life seems to be a constant struggle. When deep down within, everyone knows that life is supposed to be easy and fun, not a struggle. And you don't have to make a deal with the devil to get what you want. And deep down, everyone knows at the core of their being that we are all witches and sorcerers that can literally create anything from nothing without making deals and agreements and selling our souls, etc. That's all bullshit. And deep down, everyone is sick and tired of the futile act of proving our worth. Everyone is sick and tired of the misguided belief that has been programmed into us that we must prove our worth to God and others. No one wants to do it because everyone knows deep down that we're all perfect just how we are. And it's not our job to please anyone. And we all know deep down that our worthiness has never been in question. And there is no such thing as the worthiness police. And there is no judging force in the universe. And God's source loves us all completely and totally unconditionally. That means unconditionally, no conditions. That means we are loved without conditions. No matter what we think, say, or do, no matter how inconsequential or how evil or dastardly we may act or think that we act, or the people that we judge people to act, doesn't matter. We are all loved unconditionally. I repeat, unconditionally. Source God does not need conditions to love us. So we don't have to worship anything or believe anything or bow down in humility to the great overlord or prove our virtuousness or our chastity or our purity or prove our courage or prove our creativity or prove our power or prove our humility, etc., freaking, etc. There's nothing to prove to anyone. Did you get that? There's nothing to prove to anyone. You have nothing to prove to anyone. You have nothing to prove to your wife or your husband or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your lover or your children or your parents or your relatives or your siblings or friends or bosses or employees or governments or the police or etc., freaking etc. And you have nothing to prove to God and nothing to prove to yourself. In fact, when you try to prove your worth to anyone, God doesn't even see your futile actions because Source God does not see any unworthiness in anyone that needs to be proven. Source God, all that is only looking at your divine perfection. And if you are looking in that same direction and delighting in your awesome magnificence, then you will feel alignment with Source and with God, and you will feel good. You will feel awesome. But if you are trying to prove your worth, you will feel out of alignment with Source because Source is not looking at you in any way, and you will feel like crap-a-doodle-doo. Source cannot and will not assert its will upon you negatively or positively against your will. So even if you could prove your worth to deserve favor from Source, from God, no favor can even be asserted upon you or given to you without you asking for it and allowing it. And when you are asking for it and allowing it, all manner of abundance can come your way and does and will come your way. But by trying to prove you deserve this abundance, you block it with your resistance to the natural flow of abundance, which comes to us all naturally without effort and without proof and without struggle. So struggle and resistance of any kind is not only optional, it's completely unnecessary and utterly stupid because we are all gods, and why would gods want to struggle or prove their worth to other gods? It doesn't make any sense. It's completely unnecessary. But as a god, you have the option to play the game of struggle and prove your worthiness and play the game of powerlessness and helplessness and victimhood and assertion and countless other illusions if you choose. It's your choice. You got complete free will down here. Because contrast, illusions, lies, ignorance, denial, repression, judgment, and the countless list of things that we don't like and that block the flow of abundance causes great desire, which continues our expansion as we must grow into the kind of people who has those things that we want as we desire improvement. And then go on the quest to create those desires into our physical realities, thusly furthering the force of evolution as we expand and grow and improve and evolve this planet and this universe and the universe of universes. Dun, 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 dun. So, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, Real Power. And remember, real power is not power and control over other people or over anything physical. There's no leverage in trying to control physical reality. Especially trying to control physical reality that's already been created. Physical reality that's already been created is already done. It's old news. You're wasting your energy. You're wasting your powerful creative energy trying to control it. You're only powerful. Your unlimited powerful leverage is only in alignment, vibrational alignment with joy and source and well-being and abundance, not action and control. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can get notifications of new videos. Come visit me at Chiron.com for more self-empowering videos and podcasts and books and products and coaching and support to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality and create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom you desire. My name is Chiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy abundance and wealth, excitement, and well-being that we all love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense success and fun and adventure on your amazing journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!